This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands.
It is 7:48. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. Joining us for the Israel report this morning is Olivia Rafovich. She's a reserve colonel in the Israeli Defense Force, former foreign media spokesperson and military expert. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us today. I know it's a busy day. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you very much, Howard. I wish you and all the community of Johannesburg happy and Chag Sameach for Pesach.
Thank you very, very much, and to you as well. I read a report to say that said that leave in the army, anybody in the army has been cancelled. Is this standard procedure, or is this something to be concerned about?
No, it's actually a normal procedure, specifically in a wartime. We are still in a war, as you know, and we continue to fight Hamas terrorism. We are also fighting in different areas to protect and ensure security for Israel and the people of Israel, and particularly since the last 7th of October, Simchat Torah, you know, we have to be very cautious when a Jewish holiday is coming.
Right. So, in other words, we know that this is what happens. It isn't because there doesn't appear to be any specific increased threat or alert at this point.
Again, I repeat, we have to be ready for
anything.
Correct.
Right. What is the latest update in terms of Gaza?
In terms of Gaza, Israeli forces are still maneuvering in the area of Rafiah, in the south part of the Gaza Strip. We achieve quite serious military and operational achievements against Hamas infrastructures. Yesterday, we eliminated a member of Hamas who was the commander of a battalion of Sajaya in the northern part of Gaza. It was a pinpoint targeted operation. The Israeli army is actually pushing on pressure on Hamas. The goal is simple, but not simple to achieve until now. It is the release of all the hostages, 59, and among them 24 alive. And this issue is a key issue in Israel, because we cannot continue to have such a situation where we have still people missing and people actually held by Hamas using the hostage situation to wage a psychological war against all the people of Israel. This thing has to be stopped, and it will be stopped.
Right. So the Donald Trump's comments about the hostages I thought were quite interesting, but obviously didn't give away much. Is there a sense that there is something very real happening?
No, we are always very happy to see such a support, such a friendship, such, I would say, even personal and emotional involvement of the President of the United States of America. Donald Trump said it before he was elected officially, and he said it since he's elected as the president. He wants all the hostages back home in Israel. He's meeting the families when they are coming to America, and his involvement is very, very important. And beyond that, you see that many things, if they are carried out, if they are done behind the scene.
In terms of the relationship, of course, we saw Netanyahu flying to Washington. We don't always know what was discussed, but the fact that the United States is pushing to reach a deal with Iran, Netanyahu Donald Trump rather making positive comments about Erdogan. Is their relationship as comfortable for Netanyahu and for Israel as it was?
You know, I'm a military spokesman. Mm-hmm. You know, I told you many times, and in this aspect, I cannot comment political issues. What I just can tell you is that the relationships between the United States of America and the State of Israel are ironclad relationship. We are very, very connected, and we work together in many, many aspects, and even between friends, you can have sometimes different views.
Well, we should.
America is and remain the first ironclad ally of Israel, and we are also the same for America.
So that relationship, of course, will always have disagreements, but it is very very strong in terms of Israel politics. And I'm not asking about politics. I'm moving into the army. The IDF has also experienced some internal politics in terms of what we're seeing and reading in some of the press about people refusing to serve or signing petitions. The IDF has largely, since October the 7th, kept away from that sort of thing. Are we seeing more of this now? And how is the army dealing with it?
You know, the Israeli army, and the difference with other countries, is a real people army. Israel has an army which is the army of the people. Now, in case of war like now, where we have to mobilize hundreds of thousands of soldiers, men and women, coming from the civil life. People come from the north and the south, the east and the west, from the left and the right, if it's political, religious, not religious. And of course, people have ideas and have positions. And sometimes these people, when they are not in the army, they have the right to express themselves concerning the right not to go to the army in case that you have political view. The army thinks that it is outside the possibilities for people to. I mean, you have the right to express whatever you want to express, politically speaking, when you are a civilian. But you have no right to say, "I'm not going to join the army because politically I don't agree with this or with that," because it's the beginning of a chaos, you know. Everyone thinks that for this or for that, he will not come. So we don't see to have a cohesion. But basically, when you go to the army as a reservist, you meet people that you never met before, or you just discover them. And the common point, the common bond between all these people is love of Israel and the willingness to fight, and sometimes to be ready to lose your life. Absolutely. For that. Yeah. So in this aspect, the army is very strong. Now, I know that the press is dealing with these issues, but they are very aside issues, and they are not the epicenter, the hardcore of the IDF, which is and remain a people army. And we don't ask people when they're in the army what they are voting for, what they want, what they prefer. They are part of the army. I don't know in my unit who is for who, who is voting for who, what do they think when he's a civilian. He has a right to think what he wants to think. We are a democracy, but we are a democracy in war. And then, because we're in a war, so we have to prioritize the service in the army and the togetherness The togetherness issue, I would say, is the most important thing to win, and to win a war particularly.
Absolutely. It's a very, very difficult balance, because Israel is a society that's a democracy and that people have strong opinions, but at the same time, there really can't be a lack of discipline within the army. That is absolutely vital. That is where we're going to leave it. Thank you, as always, Olivia Rafovich, wishing you a Shabbat Shalom, a Chag Sameach, and please God, everybody will just have a little bit of reprieve to be able to enjoy the Chag, and that this will be the very last year that we will commemorate and have a Seder, knowing that there are hostages and people still in Gaza. That is where we leave it. It is 7:59.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.